我哋今日正道嘅题目系将荣耀归给神的神。
Today's sermon topic is the faith that gives glory to God.
各位弟兄姊妹同埋朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
让我哋一齐先低头祷告。
Now let us bow our heads in prayer.
我哋天上阿爸父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Our heavenly Father in heaven, our Abba Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praises.
感谢你嘅恩典，让我哋今天早上能够聚集一起嚟到敬拜亲近你。
We thank you for your grace, allowing us together this morning to worship and draw near to you.
更加感谢你，让我哋可以有现在呢一刻嚟到聆听你嘅话。
We're even more grateful that we can have this moment to quietly listen to your word.
天父啊，你嘅话系赐人生命嘅道。
Heavenly Father, your word is the truth that gives us life.
求你喺今天嘅早上，藉着你嘅话去引导同埋更新我哋嘅内心。
We ask that this morning, through your word, you guide and renew our hearts.
求你帮助孩子同埋做翻译嘅姊妹。
Please help me and a sister who is interpreting.
叫我哋能够将你嘅话讲得清楚明白。
Enable us to communicate your word clearly and understandably.
又求你藉着圣灵嘅大能，引导我哋各人进入真理嘅当中。
We also ask that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you guide each of us to enter your truth.
让我们听得到又明白你的话，心里的信就被坚固。
Let us hear, understand your word, and strengthen our faith.
又可以将所信的道行出来。
May we also live out the truth we believe.
能够结出生命的果子，叫你得荣耀。
Bearing the fruit of life and bring glory to you.
恭敬地将以下的时间交在天父你的手中。
We humbly entrust the upcoming time into your hands, Heavenly Father.
我哋祷告系奉我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祈求。
We pray in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
喺上次嘅罗马书嘅信息当中，我哋听到圣经同我哋话。
In our previous message on the Book of Romans, we heard the Bible tells us that
每个因信称义嘅人都会成为亚伯拉罕嘅后嗣。
Each person who is justified by faith becomes a descendant of Abraham.
有一日，佢哋都会承受到亚伯拉罕嘅应许，去承受世界。
One day, he will also receive the promise God gave to Abraham to inherit the world.
但喺佢管理呢个世界之前，佢哋必须要先受神嘅管教。
However, before he can rule the world, he must first undergo God's discipline.
让他成为圣洁，能以得救。
This discipline makes him holy, enabling him to be saved.
成为圣洁是每一个重生的基督徒一生的过程。
Becoming holy is a lifelong process for every born-again Christian.
在这个过程当中，圣经说神会赐给人一份心智，以及将这份心智去实行出来的能力。
During this process, the Bible says that God will give a person the will and the power to carry out that will.
基督徒要做的就是去持守一份对神的相信。
What Christians need to do is to maintain their faith in God.
并且凭信将神的教训行出来。
And by faith, live out God's teachings.
罗马书的第四章十六节这样说。
In the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 16.
所以人得为后嗣是本乎信，因此就属乎恩，叫应许定然归给一切后裔，不但归给那属乎律法的，也归给那效法亚伯拉罕之信的。
Therefore, the promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham.He is the father of us all.
圣经在这里提到人得为后嗣是本乎信。
The Bible mentions here that being an heir is based on faith.
所以人对神的相信是非常重要的。
Therefore, a person's faith in God is very important.
同时圣经清楚地指出这个是神的恩典。
At the same time, the Bible clearly points out that this is God's grace.
跟住圣经咁话，叫应许定然归给一切后裔。
And then the Bible says the promise may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring.
定言的意思是指神会保证他所作出的应许一定会实现。
Maybe means that God guarantees that the promise he has made will certainly be fulfilled.
所以圣经在这里其实告诉我们。
Therefore the Bible tells us here that
人不单只是因着信去得到神的恩典。
A person not only receives God's grace through faith,
同时人是凭着信去确实知道会得到神的恩典。
But also knows with certainty that they will receive God's grace through faith.
在这节经文的最后告诉我们知，人既然是亚伯拉罕的后嗣。
The last part of this verse tells us that since a person is the descendant of Abraham,
这个人就应该效法亚伯拉罕一样的去相信神。
They should have faith in God just like Abraham did.
因为亚伯拉罕的信不单只是得到神恩典的信。
Because Abraham's faith was not only a faith that received God's grace.
亚伯拉罕的信更加是一份能够将荣耀归给神的信。
Abraham's faith was also a faith that could give glory to God.
那究竟他的信是一份怎样的信？
What kind of faith did Abraham have?
亚伯拉罕的信是对面对不可能的时候仍然相信。
Abraham's faith was one that believed even when facing the impossible.
即是说他对这些人看来不可能发生的事情，但是相信神会令事情发生。
This means he believed that God would make things happen even when they seemed impossible to people.
罗马书四章十七节到十八节咁话。
It is written in the book of Romans chapter 4 verses 17 to 18.
亚伯拉罕所信的是那叫死人复活、使母变为有的神。他在主面前作我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你作多国的父。他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以作多国的父，正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. He is our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, the God who gives life to the dead and calls things that are not as though they were. Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations.Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be.
对于亚伯拉罕的信，圣经引用了一个例子。
The Bible uses an example to illustrate Abraham's faith.
在创世纪第十七章第四节。
In Genesis chapter 17, verse 4.
我与你立约，你要作多国的父。
As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations.
在人的角度来看，神应许会发生在亚伯拉罕身上的事情是不可能会出现的。
From a human perspective, what God promised to Abraham seemed impossible.
亚伯拉罕不是一个无知的人，他对自己的情况也很清楚。
Abraham was not ignorant, he was fully aware of his own situation.
在罗马书的四章十九节这么说。
It is written in the book of Romans chapter 4, verse 19.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒拉的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
Without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead.
首先，亚伯拉罕当时连一个仔都没有，而亚伯拉罕年纪已经老迈。
First of all, Abraham had no children at the time, and he was already very old.
圣经说，当他想到自己的身体，知道自己和一个死人没什么分别。
The Bible says that when he considered his own body, he recognized that it was as good as dead.
即是说，他知道自己根本没有任何的能力可以做到神要在他身上要做的事情。
This means he knew he had no ability to accomplish what God promised to do through him.
再加上他太太的生育的机能已经断绝了。
Additionally, his wife's ability to conceive had also ceased.
他还怎可以会有一个仔呢？
How could he possibly have a son?
即使可以，他的仔又怎可以成为很多的国家呢？
Even if he could, how could his son become many nations?
那他又怎可以照神所说成为多国的父？
How could he, as God said, become the father of many nations?
呢件事情喺人嘅角度嚟睇系冇可能发生。
This seemed impossible from a human perspective.
但呢啲一切嘅情况，并冇令佢嘅信心变得软弱。
But none of these circumstances weakened his faith.
喺罗马书嘅四章十八节咁话。
It is written in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verse 18.
他在无可指望的时候，因信仍有指望，就得以作多国的父。正如先前所说，你的后裔将要如此。
Against all hope, Abraham in hope believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said to him, "So shall your offspring be."
究竟亚伯拉罕系点样去相信神？叫他仍有指望。
How did Abraham believe in God and maintain hope?
聖經說亞伯拉罕對神的相信有兩個重點。
The Bible mentions two key aspects of Abraham's faith in God.
第一是神是賜人生命的主。
First, God is the Lord who gives life.
亞伯拉罕相信神可以叫死人復活。
Abraham believed that God could raise the dead.
另一個情況就是神可以將生命交給一個沒有生命的人。
Another scenario is that God could give life to someone who had no life.
亞伯拉罕知道自己的身體是如同已死。
Abraham knew his body was as good as dead.
但亞伯拉罕所相信的不是神可以怎樣去使用人所擁有的能力。
But Abraham's belief was not in what human abilities could accomplish.
而是相信神可以怎样使用自己拥有的能力。
Rather, it was in what God could accomplish through his own power.
一个死人根本就没有能力去做任何的事情。
A dead person has no ability to do anything.
但如果神的计划是指定要用他。
But if God's plan specifically requires to use that person,
神仍然可以藉着他去实现神在人中间的计划。
God can still use him to fulfill his plan among people.
神有能力将生命赐俾佢，叫佢重新嘅站起嚟。
God has the power to give life, enabling him to stand up again.
然后将实行嘅能力交托俾佢。
Then God can entrust him with the work to be done.
其实神赐人生命嘅能力已经发生咗喺每一个基督徒身上。
In fact, God's life-giving power has already been demonstrated in every Christian's life.
例如我们作基督徒的清楚的知道，神要我们去见证祂，荣耀祂。
For example, as Christians, we should clearly understand that God wants us to testify for him and glorify him.
但我们很多时候会去推却。
But very often we refuse.
觉得这件事情不可能在自己身上发生。
Thinking that such a thing is impossible for us.
但以弗所书的第二章第一节咁话。
But in the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 1, it says,
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
圣经话我哋每一个人喺未认识福音之前，都系死在过犯罪恶之中。
The Bible says that before we came to know the gospel, each of us was dead in our own transgressions and sins.
对属灵的事没有知觉。
We were insensitive to spiritual matters.
对神的话没有反应。
Unresponsive to God's word.
对耶稣基督的福音完全听不入耳。
And completely unreceptive to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但当神的计划是选择我们去作基督徒见证祂荣耀祂。
But when God's plan involves choosing someone to be a Christian to testify for him and glorify him.
就好像神拣选亚伯拉罕要作多国的父一样。
Just as God chose Abraham to be the father of many nations.
神首先将属灵的生命赐咗俾佢所拣选的人。
God first gives spiritual life to the one he chooses.
然后将见证神、荣耀神的使命交托俾佢。
Then he entrusts that person with the mission of testifying for God and glorifying him.
圣经已经多次嘅讲出，人存在嘅目的系为咗神嘅荣耀。
The Bible repeatedly states that the purpose of human existence is for God's glory.
特别是我们称为属神的人，一个基督徒。
especially for those of us who are called God's people, Christians.
聖經話基督徒因著神嘅旨意得到神兒女嘅名分，係為咗神得著稱讚。
The Bible says that Christians, by God's will, are given the status of God's children to bring praise to His glorious grace.
所以我哋或吃或喝，無論做什麼，都要為榮耀神而行。
Therefore, whether we eat or drink, or whatever we do, we should do it all for the glory of God.
今日若果你係一個基督徒，
Today, if you are a Christian,
你就係一個被神揀選去見證佢榮耀佢嘅人。
You are chosen by God to testify for Him and glorify Him.
神已經將屬靈嘅生命賜咗俾你。
God has already given you spiritual life.
你已經有咗最基本、最重要嘅條件去作神吩咐你去作嘅工。
You already possess the most basic and essential qualification to do the work God has commanded you to do.
但你又係咪願意使用神賜俾你嘅去作神嘅工？
But are you willing to use what God has given you to do God's work?
你可能會咁話。
You might say,
即使我願意，我邊度有能力去作神嘅工？
Even if I am willing, where do I find the strength to do God's work?
對於呢位被稱為信心之父嘅亞伯拉罕嚟講，
For Abraham, who is called the father of faith,
因著佢嘅信，佢並冇將自己嘅冇看成一個問題。
His faith did not allow him to see his own nothingness as a problem. Because he believed in this second key aspect of God. God is a God who caused things that are not as though they were. What Abraham believed was that God can call into existence things that do not exist.
在約翰福音的第九章，
In the book of John, chapter 9,
記載了主耶穌基督醫好了一個生來是瞎眼的人，
records that the Lord Jesus healed a man born blind.
那醫好一個生來是瞎眼的人有什麼特別呢？
What is special about healing a man born blind?
在醫院的工作，很多時候都會接觸到一些生下來就是有殘疾的病人。
In the hospital, I often encountered patients who are born with disabilities.
他們在出生的時候，身體有些器官是沒有正常地去成長的。
These patients are born with certain organs that did not develop normally.
所以他們的身體上面有些功能是沒有的。
So they lack certain bodily functions.
約翰福音所講這個人生來是瞎眼的。
The man mentioned in the book of John who was born blind.
所以他很可能出生的時候根本就沒有眼球。
He may have been born without eyeballs.
如果主耶穌要他能夠看見，
For the Lord Jesus to make him see.
主就要這個人由沒有眼球變成有眼球。
He would have to create eyeballs where there were none.
所以在約翰福音的第九章三十二節咁話。
Therefore, it is written in the book of John, chapter 9, verse 32.
從創世以來，未曾聽見有人把生來是瞎子的眼睛開了。
Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind.
但主耶穌基督是神的兒子。
But the Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
他說有就有。
He speaks and it is so.
所以這個人就能夠看見。
Therefore, this man was able to see.
記得我仲小的時候，有一次我爸爸吩咐我去做一件事。
I remember when I was young, my father once asked me to do something.
他叫我去樓下的報販那裡買一份報紙。
He asked me to go downstairs to the newsstand and buy a newspaper.
我當時的第一個反應是我哪裡有錢？
My first reaction was, how can I buy it without money?
但我爸爸其實話俾我哋聽，佢想我要做乜嘢。
But my father was merely telling me what he wanted me to do.
佢當然知道我冇錢。
He knew, of course, that I didn't have any money.
去買報紙嘅錢佢會俾我。
The money from the newspaper he would provide.
佢只係要我照著佢嘅吩咐去做。
He simply wanted me to do what he asked.
同樣，
In the same way,
我們作基督徒對於神所吩咐我們去做的，
As Christians, when God commands us to do something,
我哋第一个反应通常系我哋边度有能力啊
？Our first reaction is often, how can I do that? I don't have the ability.
但若果呢个吩咐系出于神
，But if these commands come from God,
神吩咐得你嘅，佢就会俾我哋有所需嘅能力去做。
If He asks us to do something, He will provide the ability we need.
我哋冇嘅，神可以俾我哋有。
What we don't have, God can provide.
记得我同太太刚刚移民嚟到澳洲嘅时候，我哋参加过一个教会。
I remember when my wife and I first immigrated to Australia, we joined a church.
我哋当时被邀请去服侍一班中学生。
We were invited to serve a group of high school students.
如果要聚集呢班學生嚟到去聚會
，Together the students for meetings，
我哋就要親自嘅揸車去接送佢哋每一個。
We had to drive to pick them up and drop them off。
有一個甚至住到喺 Upway 咁遠。
One of them even lived as far away as Upway。
六七個學生嘅接送，每一次聚會就要行250K 以上。
Transporting 6 or 7 students for each meeting required driving over 250 kilometers.
一个月两次嘅聚会，每个月就要走超过500K 嘅车程。
With 2 meetings a month, it added up to over 500 kilometers of driving.
当时嘅澳洲啱啱结束咗经济衰退。
At the time, Australia had just come out of an economic recession.
一般嘅工资唔会太高。
And wages weren't very high.
同時，我哋啱啱做咗房屋貸款，買咗間屋。
We had just taken out a mortgage to buy a house.
我哋去邊度有額外嘅錢去俾油費咧
？How could we afford the extra money for fuel?
但神可以將我哋冇嘅叫我哋有。
But God can provide what we lack.
我當時嘅貸款利率係11厘。
Our mortgage interest rate at that time was 11%.
但喺我哋去做中學生嘅侍奉冇幾耐，我哋收到銀行嘅信。
Not long after we began serving the high school students, we received a letter from the bank.
話俾我哋聽，我哋貸款嘅利率由11厘減到10厘。
The letter informed us that our mortgage interest rate had been reduced from 11% to 10%.
下一個月佢就話俾我哋聽，由10厘減到9厘。
The following month, it dropped from 10% to 9%.
我攞住呢啲信去揾銀行嘅經理去詢問。
I took the letter to the bank to speak with the manager.
但佢叫我唔使擔心，照著信上邊所做嘅就得啦。
He told me not to worry, just to follow the instructions in the letter.
之後每個月都收到一封信。
After that, we received similar letters each month.
我嘅利息減到一路至到5.5厘。
The interest rate continued to decrease until it reached 5.5%.
大約過咗兩年，我又收到銀行一封信。
About 2 years later, we received another letter from the bank.
呢封信話俾我哋聽，銀行對我哋嘅貸款户口做咗個錯誤。
This letter stated that the bank had made a mistake on our loan account.
將我哋嘅貸款利息錯誤咁減少咗。
The interest rate had been incorrectly reduced.
當你睇到呢封信，你會冇驚
？When you read this sentence, would you be alarmed?
銀行通常都會追討翻所有錯誤嘅款項。
Banks typically pursue the recovery of any incorrect payments.
但信下一句咁話
，But the next line of the letter said，
銀行決定唔再追討我嘅款項。
The bank has decided not to reclaim these funds from us.
但貸款嘅利息會調整到正常嘅水平。
Instead, the interest rate would be adjusted to the normal level.
我從來都冇聽過銀行會咁做。
I had never heard of a bank doing this before.
就好似約翰福音咁講。
Just as what is written in the book of John.
未曾聽見有人把生來是瞎子的眼睛開了。
Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind.
但神可以叫无嘅变成有。
But God can make the impossible possible.
我哋神所要我哋嘅就系去效法亚伯拉罕嘅信。
What God wants from us is to have faith like Abraham's.
我哋需要呢份信去面对我哋嘅人生。
We need this kind of faith to face our lives.
我哋需要呢份信去见证神，荣耀神。
And we also need this faith to witness for God and glorify Him.
点解神对人嘅拯救同埋施恩只系着重信？
Why does God emphasize faith so much in His salvation and grace?
因为对神嘅信叫人可以绝无可夸，亦都只会将一切嘅荣耀归俾神。
Because faith in God means that there is nothing to boast about and all glory is given to God.
同时人很多的心里面的恶念都是源自人对神的不信。
On the other hand, many of the evil thoughts in a person's heart originate from a lack of faith in God.
包括了不相信神会愿意对于属神的人的好处就伸出他的手为我们作工。
This includes not believing that God is willing to extend His hand for the benefit of His people and to work on our behalf.
又或者不相信神的介入会改变我们的现况。
Or not believing that God's intervention can change our circumstances.
人因为不相信神所产生的恶念，包括了有焦虑、沮丧、骄傲。
The evil thoughts that arise from not believing in God include anxiety, depression, and pride.
对于人的疾忌，对人有疾忌，贪恋其他人所有。
Jealousy toward others, coveting what others have.
心里面有苦毒，不能够忍耐其他人。
Bitterness and impatience with others.
对于神的话，无动于衷等等。
Indifference to God's word and etc.
马太福音在提摩太前书的第六章第十节咁话。
It is written in the book of First Timothy, chapter 6, verse 10.
贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多受苦把自己刺透了。
For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
圣经说贪财是万恶之根。
The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
为什么圣经说钱财是很多罪恶念头的根源？
Why the Bible says that money is considered the source of many sinful thoughts?
为什么圣经指出当人犯罪的时候人总会有钱财的思念在他的脑海里面？
Why does the Bible point out that when people sin, they often have thoughts about money in their minds?
圣经在这里所说的钱财不是指人手里面可以拿到的钱币。
The money mentioned here is not merely physical currency.
人贪爱钱财，代表人贪爱人的能力和资源。
The love of money represents a desire for human power or resources.
钱财是代表一些人可以从这个世界上得到叫自己满足的事物。
It signifies a longing for what can provide personal satisfaction and fulfillment from the world.
所以一个贪爱钱财的心，
Therefore, a heart that covets money,
就是一个心将盼望、喜乐、满足和信靠都放在人的能力上面。
It's a heart that places its hope, joy, and trust in human power.
就好像将他们的信放在钱财上面。
It is like placing the trust in money.
相信只要有钱财就可以满足自己的需要，叫自己快乐。
It believes that possessing wealth can meet its needs and bring happiness.
但相反，神话他赐给人的满足是不用钱去买的。
In contrast, God says that the fulfillment he offers cannot be bought with money.
主耶稣说，一个人不能够侍奉两个主人。
Jesus said that, the Lord Jesus said that no one can serve two masters.
人不能够去侍奉神又侍奉金钱。
One cannot serve both God and money.
亦都即是说人不能够去信靠神又去信靠金钱。
This means that people cannot trust both God and money simultaneously.
因为人相信这个就是不相信另外一个。
Because when God When people choose to trust in one, they are inherently not trusting in the other.
亞伯拉罕相信神的重點就是選擇去相信和倚靠神。
Abraham's trust in God was about choosing to believe and rely on him.
當一個人對神的信代表了他相信神是可以信賴、有能力、有聰明和是愛他們的。
When a person has faith in God, it means they believe that God is trustworthy, capable, wise, and loves him.
他對神這樣的相信就叫神得榮耀。
His faith in God brings glory to God.
就好像當一間兩層高的樓發生了火警。
For example, if a fire breaks out in a two-story house,
個細路仔喺二樓嘅窗前見到屋外邊地下，佢爸爸企在度。
And a child sees his father outside on the ground below.
爸爸叫呢個孩子從窗口裏邊跳落嚟。
Calling him to jump from the window.
爸爸同佢講：我會接住你。
Saying that father will catch you.
當呢個孩子聽到爸爸咁講，佢會點做咧
？When a child hears the father says this, what will he do?
如果他不相信他的爸爸有能力去接到他
If he does not believe that his father has the ability to catch him
又或者他不相信他的爸爸叫他跳下来是一个 good idea
Or if he does not believe that jumping is a wise decision
又或者他不相信他爸爸是真的那么爱他愿意去接他
Or if he does not trust that his father loves him and is willing to catch him
他就不会跳下来
He will not jump
他可能反而同佢爸爸講。
Instead, he might say to his father,
你快啲去揾消防員。
Hurry and find the firefighters.
佢哋有安全網，我就可以跳落嚟啦。
They have a safety net, only then will I jump.
如果其他人聽到佢對爸爸嘅吩咐，但呢個孩子唔願意相信佢爸爸嘅説話做嘅話。
And if others hear the father's instruction, but the child refuses to trust and act on them.
他的父親在人前就一點榮耀都沒有。
Then the father will receive no glory in front of others.
相反，如果這個孩子照著他爸爸的吩咐去做。
Conversely, if the child follows his father's instructions.
代表他相信他的爸爸。
It means that he trusts his father.
相信爸爸的方法是智慧的。
Believes that his father's method is wise.
相信他爸爸有能力和有愛心，一定會去接他。
And is confident that his father, being capable and loving, will catch him.
当他照着他父亲的吩咐去做的时候,
When he acts according to his father's instructions,
他的父亲在人前就有荣耀。
The father is honored in front of others.
同样,
Similarly,
当人照着神的吩咐去行的时候,
If people follow what God commands,
代表了人相信神所吩咐的是一个智慧的道路。
It means they believe that God's commands are wise.
相信神有能力叫事情成就。
Believing that God has the power to make things happen.
相信神是爱人，叫属神的人得益处。
Believing that God loves people, so all things work together for the good of those who belong to God.
人相信神所吩咐的是叫人可以得到最好的结果。
People believe that what God commands leads to the best outcomes.
人咁样相信神，就将荣耀归给神。
Such faith in God gives glory to Him.
圣经话亚伯拉罕喺无可指望嘅时候，因信仍有指望。
The Bible says, against all hope, Abraham in hope believed.
喺罗马书嘅第四章二十到二十一节咁话。
It is written in the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 20 to 21.
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起疑惑，反倒因信心里得坚固，将荣耀归给神，并且满心相信神所应许的必能造成。
Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had.Power to do what he had promised.
呢段经文话俾我哋听。
This passage tells us.
亚伯拉罕喺佢嘅处境当中选择去相信神。
That Abraham in his situation chose to believe in God.
他滿心相信神一定有智慧、能力、信實和愛去實踐他的承諾。
He fully believed that God had the wisdom, power, faithfulness and love to fulfill his promise.
在他眼前的困難不單止沒有令到他的信軟弱了下來。
The difficulties before him did not weaken his faith.
相反，這些困難反而令到他對神的信更加的堅固。
Instead, these challenges strengthened his trust in God.
亞伯拉罕對神的信就將榮耀歸給神。
Abraham's belief in God brought glory to God.
同樣。
Similarly.
若果我們面對自己的困難的時候，能夠效法亞伯拉罕的信。
If we can follow Abraham's faith in the face of our own difficulties,
我們的困難就不會成為我們相信神的攔阻。
Our difficulties will not become obstacles to our faith in God.
反而成為堅固我們相信神的渠道。
Instead, they will become a means to strengthen our trust in Him.
當我們在我們的困難當中仍然去持守對神的相信。
When we continue to hold on to our faith in God amidst difficulties,
我們就可以好像亞伯拉罕一樣將榮耀歸給神。
We can, like Abraham, bring glory to God.
使徒彼得和約翰有一天在聖殿的門口醫好了一個生來是瘸腿的人。
One day, the apostles Peter and John healed a man who had been lame from birth at the gate of the temple.
彼得係咁話。
Peter said，
喺《使徒行傳》嘅第三章第六節。
In Acts chapter 3 verse 6，
彼得說：金銀我都沒有，只把我所有的給你。我奉拿撒勒人耶穌基督的名，叫你起來行走。
Then Peter said， Silver or gold I do not have， but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth， walk。
彼得話：佢乜嘢個人嘅能力同埋世上嘅資源都冇。
Peter said that he had no personal power or worldly resources.
但佢有嘅係對主耶穌基督嘅信。
But what he had was faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
當佢被群眾包圍嘅時候，彼得咁話。
When they were surrounded by the crowd, Peter said.
喺《使徒行傳》三章十二節。
In Acts chapter 3 verse 12，
彼得看見就對百姓說：以色列人啊，為什麼把這事當作稀奇呢？為什麼定睛看我們，以為我們憑自己的能力和虔誠使這人行走呢？
When Peter saw this, he said to them, Men of Israel, why does this surprise you?Why do you stare at us as if by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?
彼得見證他們絕對不是憑自己的能力和虔誠去做神的工。
Peter testified that they were absolutely not performing God's word by their own power or godliness.
然後在《使徒行傳》的第三章十六節這樣說。
Then he said in Acts chapter 3 verse 16,
我們因信他的名，他的名便叫你們所看見、所認識的這人見壯了，正是他所賜的信心，叫這人在你們眾人面前全然好了。
By faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this complete healing to him, as you can all see.
彼得強調他能夠作神的工，完全是因為他相信神。
Peter emphasized that the ability to do God's work was entirely because of the faith in God.
耶拿家的弟兄姊妹都渴望能夠有榮耀神的生命。
The brothers and sisters of Jewel Fellowship also desire to live a life that glorifies God.
所以我們去追求聖潔，彼此相愛，同埋去見證神的道。
Therefore, we pursue holiness, love of each other, and the testimony of God's word.
但若果我们的追求是靠自己的能力，
However, if our pursuit relies on our own abilities,
又或者是着眼于自己有多努力和多虔诚，
or if it focuses on how much effort and godliness we have.
自己有幾刻苦，有幾多犧牲。
How much hardship and sacrifice we have made.
我哋所做嘅就唔能夠榮耀神。
What we do cannot glorify God.
要將榮耀歸俾神，我哋就必須要憑著相信神嘅應許去追求。
To give glory to God, we must pursue it by trusting in God's promises.
即係話，我哋必須要去學習過一種憑信心而活嘅人生。
In other words, we must learn to live a life of faith.
當我哋喺神應許面前謙虛信靠。
When we humbly trust in God and rely on His promises,
我哋所做嘅先能夠將榮耀歸俾神。
What we do can give glory to God.
亞伯拉罕當佢遇到種種嘅困難嘅時候，或者唔可能嘅情況嗰陣時。
When Abraham faced various difficulties and seemingly impossible situations,
佢嘅信心唔單止冇軟弱落嚟。
His faith did not weaken.
相反，佢嘅信心更加被堅固。
On the contrary, his faith was strengthened even more.
因為他相信神絕對有能力、智慧、仁愛和信實去實現他所應許的。
Because he believed that God was absolutely capable, wise, loving and faithful to fulfill his promises.
每一個將信心、盼望放在耶穌基督身上的基督徒。
Each Christian who places their faith and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们都是亚伯拉罕的子孙，承受神应许的后子。
Is a descendant of Abraham inheriting the promises of God?
主耶稣基督说，
The Lord Jesus Christ said,
你们若是亚伯拉罕的儿子，就必行亚伯拉罕所行的事。
If you were Abraham's children, then you would do the things Abraham did.
今天我们作为亚伯拉罕的子孙，承受世界的后子。
Today, as descendants of Abraham inheriting the promises of the world,
我们就必须效法亚伯拉罕的信，将荣耀归给神。
We must imitate Abraham's faith and give glory to God.
现在让我们一起的同唱今天的回应诗，荣耀归于真神。
Now, let us stand and sing today's responding hymn, To God Be the Glory.
让我一起起立。
Please stand.
Thank you.
我們一起禱告。
Let us pray.
我們天上阿爸父，我們感謝讚美你。
Our heavenly Abba Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感謝你對我們的恩典和慈愛揀選了我們。
We are grateful for your grace and love in choosing us.
你讓我們能夠相信主耶穌基督的福音，得到赦罪的救恩。
You have allowed us to believe in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the salvation of forgiveness of sins.
又藉著我們的信，將屬靈的生命賜咗俾我哋。
Through our faith, you have also given us spiritual life.
如今我哋喺基督裏面就已經出死入生。
Now in Christ, we have already crossed over from death to life.
天父，你已經藉著你聖經嘅話，清楚嘅向我哋講出。
Heavenly Father, you have clearly told us through your word.
你已經將見證你、榮耀你嘅使命交託咗俾我哋。
That you have entrusted us with the mission to testify for you and glorify you.
天父。
Heavenly Father.
以勒家嘅弟兄姊妹都盼望能夠將自己嘅生命榮耀你。
The brothers and sisters of Jehovah Fellowship hope that their lives will bring glory to you.
盼望我哋能夠照你嘅吩咐去做你嘅工。
We hope that we can follow your commands and do your work.
盼望我哋所做嘅都能夠合乎你嘅心意，都能夠榮耀你。
We hope that all we do will be according to your will and will bring you glory.
求你照着你的应许帮助我们。
We ask you to help us according to your promises.
在作你的工上面，我们缺乏的，求你加添给我们。
In our work for you, where we are lacking, please supply our needs.
当我们面对困难的时候，帮助我们不会丧胆。
When we face difficulties, help us not lose heart.
更能够确信你让我们遇到这些困难是你坚固我们信心的渠道。
Help us to be confident that the difficulties you allow us to face are channels through which you strengthen our faith.
能够有信心和喜乐去信靠你。
Grant us faith and joy to trust in you.
愿以勒家的弟兄姊妹都知道我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
May the brothers and sisters of Jehovah Fellowship know that we are all the descendants of Abraham.
求你帮助我们能够效法亚伯拉罕的信。
May you help us to follow the faith of Abraham.
叫我们的信可以将荣耀归给你。
So that our faith may bring glory to you.
今天我们同心在你面前立志的祷告，求你悦纳垂听。
Today we join our hearts in prayer before you, asking you to accept and listen to us.
我们的祷告是奉我们的救主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Our prayer is in the name of our Lord, of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
会众请坐。
Please be seated.